Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A Christmas Carol, the rude retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the Christmas story for you. Part 1.
Marley was dead to begin with. Dead as a fucking doornail. Now, I don't know why a doornail. They've never had any life to begin with. But bottom line, Marley is dead. Scrooge. He's important to the story. He knew this. He worked with a cunt. Some said they were both cunts. They've been partners for years. Scrooge was his sole friend and sole mourner. Marley was a loner, basically. Cared more for his fucking money than he did a life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why am I banging on about some dead bloke? Well, it's important that you know that he's dead. Dead as a fucking doornail. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. Call it sentimental, lazy, or honouring his old partner, but Scrooge never cared. There it was, for years afterwards, above the door. Scrooge and Marley. Scrooge never cared because he cared for no one and nothing but his money. The code within him was clear. In modern times, you'd call him a dickhead, or something worse. He's not the type of geezer you'd stop in the street and ask how his day was going. You alright, mate? How's it going? Nah. In fact, he's the one you'd cross the street to avoid. Did look a little bit noncy though. Little bit. I wouldn't leave my kid with him, put it that way. But what did Scrooge care? He sat on Christmas Eve in his canting house. A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you! Came the cry from his nephew. Bah humbug, fuck off, I don't want to come round your house, came the reply from Scrooge. Fred couldn't understand why his uncle would see Christmas as a humbug. It was supposed to be a day of joy, of fun. A day of getting pissed with no work. But that was the issue for old Scrooge. Why waste a day? He murmured back at his nephew. A day where you get older, but not richer. Every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on their lips should be killed on the spot and buried with their own Christmas pudding and a steak of holly up their fucking garries. You got me? Now, for our listeners, I'm going to have to interpret the word Gary. It means arsehole. Holly up the arsehole. Yeah, not really the response I think his nephew was looking for. Fred, on the other hand, the nephew, was having none of the old fart's faults. Uncle, he shouted back, there are many things where you profit from enjoyment rather than money. And God bless it, I say. Come dine with us tomorrow, Uncle. Look, I'm being nice here. I need you to fuck off. Don't come back. Have your fucking Saturnalia, Christmas, whatever Roman pagan thing it is you like jumping about and eating turkeys over. Fuck off and leave me alone. I'm going to dine on my own. Thank you very much. Let's wash him up. But why, Uncle? Cried Scrooge's nephew. Well, why'd you marry that fucking slosh bag you're with? I mean, that is a miserable cunt, that is. Fuck me, I don't know what you're doing with that. Because I fell in love, Uncle. Love? You cunt? You call that love? I call that getting told what to do under the thumb. Listen, mate, it's not my fault you're pussy whipped. You've come round here. I don't want to come round for dinner. I don't want to sit there with your miserable long-faced bird. Now piss off and jog on. I don't, I'm not involved. I'm not coming. Good afternoon, yeah? Scrooge added dismissively, hoping for some peace and quiet to continue his work. And Fred began to question his uncle, but... Good afternoon! This time much more pissed off coming from Scrooge. Scrooge's nephew, hesitating before deciding it was best to leave. It was best to leave. He yelled, Merry Christmas, Uncle, and a Happy New Year as he left. Knowing he'd be returned with, Fuck off, you slag, fucking bar humbug. Go on, go and have a nice fucking Christmas with your long-faced fucking missus, you fucking pretender. Without a moment passing, a second visitor appeared at Scrooge's door. Cratchit, Scrooge yelled to his assistant. Yes, sir, came the timid response. Get the door, you bloody fool. Yes, sir. At the door were two gentlemen. Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley? Scrooge, deadpan as you like, retorted, Marley's dead. 7 years tonight. What do you want? He knew all too well they were their bloody charity collectors. After his hard-earned cash. Undeterred, they push on. At this festive time of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it's time to look out for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly. Are there no prisons? Replied Scrooge without looking up. Plenty of prisons, replied the charity worker, somewhat confused. And workhouses? They haven't exploded or shut down overnight, questioned Scrooge again. They're still there, sadly, I might say. Oh, good, said Scrooge, dripping in all the sarcasm you could imagine. Yeah, because, you know, I was worried. Something had happened to them. Plenty of places for the poor to go, yeah. Merry Christmas. What are you saying it? The charity workers tried to argue, but were met with more sarcasm than before. Yeah, put me down to nothing, mate. I don't really want to part with any of my money to help make any of these other fucking pricks merry, especially you lot. So, quick you get that through your fucking heads and turn round and fuck off out my door, the better. If they'd rather die than go to a workhouse or a prison, which I'll gladly support, then so fucking be it. Now jog on. The workers retreated, looking scared, and quickly left what they now considered the coldest place on earth, despite the snow outside. Bob Cratchit saw the men out and nervously approached Scrooge himself. Excuse me, sir, he muttered, with no conviction. Speak up, Cratchit, or don't speak at all. Well, sir, it's evening. Christmas evening, said Cratchit, with more balls than before. And, replied Scrooge, with little to no care in the world. So you'll be wanting all day off tomorrow then, I suppose, now? Continued Scrooge. If quite convenient, sir, came the response. No, it's not convenient at all. And it's not fair on me. If I was to pay you less, then you'd think yourself hard done by, wouldn't you? You expect me to pay you for a day you're not going to work? Questioned Scrooge. It's just one day a year, sir. Besides, no other company will be open to do business with. Cratchit was certain he'd won his argument now, even if he was still shitting his pants. What a poor excuse to pick a man's pocket every 25th of December. But I suppose you must have the whole day. Just be here all the earlier the next morning. Now fuck off. I don't want to see that ugly face of yours anymore. Cratchit knew not to wait a second longer. He agreed, grabbed his coat, his hat and his scarf and made a quick exit. Bah fucking humbug. The final words Cratchit heard as he shut the door behind him.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.